What an exciting way to end the three-game set between the Rays and Twins. We'll take it to the top of the ninth, Evan Longoria at the plate.
In the ninth inning, and the payoff pitch, line to left, down the line, Rosario won't get it, base hit, a run scores. Off the 339 side, Longoria to second base, an RBI double, it's a one-run game, 5-4. And here's the pitch, line to right field, shallow, Kepler, it's a base hit, Longoria's gonna try to score. Max's throw to the plate, caught by Castro, the tag! Not in time! Longoria scores, it's a 5-5 game. And the pitch, a line drive, base hit center field. Martinez the third, he's gonna try to score. Buxton's throw to the plate is off the mound. Martinez scores, the throw to the backstop, the runners hold, and the Rays lead 6-5. And the pitch on the way, line to left field, it's gonna drop, base hit, tie game. Adrianza holds at third, it's 6-6. Grossman ties it up in the 14th.
On here out of the stretch. Swung on, hit high in the air, left field. Rosario back, he'll look up, and gone. So Longoria touches Santiago. Second pitch he threw for a home run. And now back on top. They lead 7-6. Nobody on. And Morrison crushes that one to right center field. And this ball is up, and that ball is gone. So back-to-back home runs to start the top half of the 15th.
The Rays win this one 8-6 in 15 innings. At 6 hours and 26 minutes, this was easily the longest game of the year. Erasmo Ramirez, who got the save this game, is still scheduled to start on Monday against the Rangers. The Rays have now won 4 of their last 5. Steven Souza Jr. tied the game at 5 with an RBI single in the 9th. Joe Mauer goes 4-for-5 with a home run and 2 RBIs in Sunday's 15-inning loss to the Rays. Here's what Mauer had to say about the game.
Yeah, it was a long day. Wish we had a little different outcome, but the boys fought, and that was pretty good.
What's it like to get on base 7 times in a game?
Well, it's fun, I guess. It was good. I had some good at-bats and was able to get on there, but like I said, Just got off the field, a long day, and wish it would have turned out different.
You guys have been able to come back within games numerous times this week and a lot of times all season long. What is it about this year's edition of the Twins that makes that possible?
Well, guys just keep fighting, you know. Like I said, you fought to that last out today, and you know, it was a long day, but the boys are playing good baseball and keep fighting. We just came up a little short today.
Paul Molitor and the Twins unable to outlast the Rays as they drop this one 8-6 in 15 innings. Here's Molitor on the loss.
It was a tough day. I think even recall of early things in the game are a little challenging. I want to thank the fans that hung around and try to push us through the end there. They got us that one rally in the 14th, but we couldn't get one more. A lot of things happened in that game. You know, a lot of close plays. They didn't go our way. You know, Polanco at third made the right decision, and you know, Dozier trying to score, and we challenged the play at the plate. We couldn't get a break that way, but we kept playing. A lot of guys stepped up and did a little bit more than you would expect in a normal situation. Hector said he was good to go for an inning. We brought him in. We couldn't contain at the end. They hit a couple balls over the fence. So it's a tough loss. There's no question about that. And we always try to measure the our ability of a club to be resilient, and we'll find out here in the short term how we do with this one.
What type of roster moves do you have to make now, knowing the bullpen's been pretty well taxed?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that there's something that needs to be done. Haley's shoulder still isn't quite right. I think he's got a little stiffness in there, so he's going to go on the disabled list. And Kenneth Vargas is going to be sent back down to AAA here. We just need to add pitching. There's no two ways about it. We'll make a couple of corresponding moves tomorrow to make sure we give ourselves an opportunity to compete the best way we can.
It feels like it was yesterday, but Kyle Gibson, after a really rough first inning, kind of battled his way through this.
He did. I think we saw some of the same issues. There was some counts that he had to pay for by getting behind, but he hung around. He made a lot of quality pitches too. You know, we got him back out there in the sixth and got the first guy, and then we had a misplay to get a base runner, so we had to make a change. But you know, we're seeing him inching a little bit forward.
Monday, the Twins continue their homestand against the Astros. Same day, the Rays continue their road trip against the Rangers.